This is Dr. Richard Ziley, the speaker on Martin Luther's Evening Prayer. I'd like to say a few words about the election, November 3rd. We Americans have been gifted with government and other institutions that are accountable to the citizens. Unlike Christians in many other societies, past and present, who had a strictly passive role because they had little to say in government decisions, we are responsible for our rulers and their policies. It may be tempting to view politics as a dirty process we don't want to be involved in, or simply as a means of advocating our own narrow interests, but this would be immoral. We would be like the man in the parable of the talents who took his gift and buried it in the ground. God has given us this gift of self-government to use for service to others. But what is the service that others need? Some Christians think a government that takes care of everyone and regulates every injustice is what God expects. Others believe that such government undermines individual responsibility and is contrary to people's true needs. There are many areas where sincere believers may differ in their judgment. But at the same time, there are considerations that the Christian citizen should bear in mind. These and similar issues will be discussed in our Sunday morning Bible class, The Believer in Politics, as we read and discuss 1 and 2 Samuel. The sessions will be recorded, and we hope to make them available online, perhaps on our YouTube channel. St. John's Lutheran Church also plans to have a Voters Registration Sunday, October 18th. Michigan laws now allow citizens to register up to the day of the election, and we wish to give members of the congregation as well as folks in the nearby community the opportunity to register. Our plan is to set up a table with the forms and a volunteer at church and or the school building from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Sunday, October 18th. Individuals may mail in their own forms, or a church volunteer may do this for you, or better yet, drop them off at the city clerk's office. We may not advocate for or against any candidate, but we may share information on candidate stands on issues of particular interest. Incidentally, the gospel for that Sunday is Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22, "Give to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and to God that which is God's." It's an opportunity for me to preach on the believer's duty to church and state. And to our radio listeners, all who hear Martin Luther's evening prayer, I urge you to vote. Vote November 3rd. And especially to look at the candidate's stance on the question of life. Millions of infants are slaughtered in the abortion industry, and we cannot ignore this as we go to the polls. There are many issues to be considered, but above all, especially at the highest offices, our President, our Congress and Senate, the issue of life should be foremost in the believer's political decisions. Not because it's our issue, and not because we seek to force our values on others, but because we sincerely believe that this is what's best for the common good. God bless you as you make the difficult decisions of political participation, and may God bless the great country which He has given us. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we give thanks that you have blessed us in the United States with free institutions and government accountable to the people. Make us worthy of this gift of self-government, that we may hold our leaders accountable, that we may protect the helpless, beginning with those who have not yet had an opportunity to begin their lives, that we may encourage our rulers to discern and act for the common good. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to whom every knee must bow and every tongue confess. Amen.